Now, there's further evidence this lunchtime of the rising price of food and drink. The latest figures from the CSO show that over the past 12 months, food prices have risen by 4.6%. That's more than double the general rate of inflation. And some of the price rises for staples like bread, butter and milk have been especially steep. Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times, can tell us more about what's been happening. Conor, can you give us some examples of the rise in food prices over the past 12 months? Because some of them are very significant.
Absolutely. So the biggest price increases over the past 12 months are probably in beef and veal. That's around 22% more expensive this month than it was in June 2024. You're also seeing price increases of around 17.5% for chocolate. You're seeing significantly higher prices for milk. Eggs have gone up by almost 13%. And all told, you're looking at dramatic price hikes for consumers. And I suppose the really grim reality is there's no end in sight for this. This is just going to continue for the foreseeable future.
And the sort of items we're talking about here, I mean, they're not fripperies. They're the epitome of staples.
100%. So if you take a pound of butter is now more than €1 more expensive than it was this time last year. A litre of milk is around a kilo of cheese is around 27 cents or 95 cents more for a kilo. A litre of milk is around 27 cents more expensive. So if you just take a family of two adults and two or three kids who are buying two or three or four litres of milk a day, like the milk alone is going to be costing them a substantial amount of money over the course of the next 12 months. And it's worth bearing in mind that while the 4.6% price increase that was identified by the Central Statistics Office today is bad, it's coming on top of multiple price increases over the last 3 or 4 years. So if you remember back in the summer of 2023, which was the height of the cost of living crisis, really, you know, price hikes across grocery stores was going up by 10, 12, 15%. According to Kantar, the retail analysts, grocery price inflation was close to 17%. But these price increases that have been recorded today are not instead of the 17% price hikes that we recorded in 2023. They're as well as them. So that means that all told, an Irish consumer will be spending around 35 to 40% more on their groceries this year than they were in 2021. And if you bear in mind, Rachel, that outside of rent or mortgages, groceries are probably the single biggest spend in the Irish household, you're talking about Irish families being worse off by thousands of euro directly as a result of the cost of living crisis.
And it's true too that the less money you have, the greater proportion of your income is likely to go on food. What are the reasons for this? Because presumably there's more than one.
There's multiple reasons. And I mean, I've talked to industry experts who've described it as a perfect storm. So you have the conflict in Ukraine. Russia's invasion of Ukraine saw a dramatic spike in the price of wheat, dramatic spike in the price of cooking oils. Then you have the climate crisis, which is seeing farmers in sub-Saharan Africa having to move further up mountains to grow their chocolate crops, to grow their cocoa beans and their coffee beans. And then you're seeing geopolitical unrest. You've got the tariffs or the talk of tariffs in Trump's America. And on top of that, you have enduring cost of living pressures at home, including higher wage costs, including multiple different factors, higher energy prices. And all of this is feeding into higher prices. So that's, I think, why when we talk about this stuff, we have to bear in mind this is not an isolated spike, or this is not a surge that is going to come to an end anytime soon, because the climate crisis is going to be with us for a very long time to come. Geopolitical unrest is going to be with us for a very long time to come. And of course, you have the higher energy costs and you have the higher wage costs, and all of those things aren't going away. And I think that's why I think people would have reason to be very concerned about where we are now and where we're likely to be into the future.
There is also the question, though, isn't there, of whether some supermarkets are profiteering here, of whether they're charging a little bit more on top of everything else because they think they can get away with it.
Yeah, now that's a problem. And I suppose one of the issues that we have as a society is a lack of transparency when it comes to just how much the big supermarket chains are making. Now, some of them reveal an element of their accounting in the Irish context. So we'll be so we can draw on a little bit of that. But a lot of the bigger supermarkets don't reveal any of their accounting, so we don't know what their profit margins are. Now, having said that, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission carried out an investigation into this topic in the summer of 2023 when we were at the height of the crisis, and they came back and found out that there was no evidence of profiteering in the Republic of Ireland. And if you talk to people in the industry, they would say that the margins that the retailers are making are pretty tight. It's not like they're making a huge amount of money, and it's certainly not like the farmers are making any more money on the cost of the milk or the butter or the cheese or the meat or whatever it might be. Then the other link in the chain are the big multinational food producers and the big multinational brands that are responsible for a huge amount of the stock that is for sale in Irish supermarkets. And the reality is, if you look at their profit margins, they certainly haven't been impacted by the cost of living crisis, and they certainly haven't seen the income that they're getting falling by the same commensurate measure as Irish consumers have. So you have to wonder, are the big multinational companies making money on it? Certainly somebody is making more money now than they might have been in the past, but it's hard to say exactly who it is.
There are lots of questions there. All right, Conor, many thanks for bringing us that. Conor Pope there of the Irish Times.